Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. When communism completely failed in Russia, Churches of Christ sent missionaries to many cities in that great country. Sometimes those missionaries would stay for 2 weeks or 2 months, and baptize a number of people. But the new converts were not strengthened in the faith. Many of them went back into their old ways. That has also been true of missionaries who have gone to India. Missionaries often report having baptized dozens or even hundreds of people in India. But when other missionaries sought those who had been baptized, they were still Hindus. Someone has to stay on the field to edify the new converts, to build them up in the most holy faith. After Paul's conversion to Christ, he dedicated himself to preaching in places where no other apostle or other gospel preacher had ever gone. We know he established churches in Philippi, in Ephesus, in Thessalonica, and in many other cities. He knew men and women could be saved only if they heard the gospel, believed it, and were baptized into Christ. His initial preaching in Corinth had resulted in the founding of that church. He later wrote, "I have planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase." 1 Corinthians 3:6. Paul made no attempt to elevate the work of planting above that of watering. Both were absolutely essential if the Christians at Corinth were to grow in grace and in knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The word watered is the same word translated fed in the following verse. "I have fed you with milk and not with meat, for hitherto you were not able to bear it, neither yet now are you able." 1 Corinthians 3:2. In the Septuagint, the Greek version of the Old Testament, and in the papyri, that is, writings contemporary with the New Testament, the verb potizo, translated watered or fed, often means to irrigate. The verb appears 15 times in the New Testament and is almost always translated give a drink. For example, Jesus told his disciples, "Whosoever shall give a drink unto one of these little ones a cup of cold water only in the name of a disciple, verily I say unto you, he shall in no wise lose his reward." Matthew 10:42. Churches here in the States often make the mistake of failing to strengthen those who have been baptized. We must assume they will keep on growing without any assistance from the elders and from other older members. But just because one has been baptized into Christ does not mean he will be a fruit-producing Christian or will remain faithful to the Lord. The book of Hebrews furnishes an example of those who fail to grow. "For when for the time you ought to be teachers, you have need that one teach you again, which be the first principles of the oracles of God, and are become such as have need of milk, and not of strong meat. For everyone who uses milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he is a baby. But strong meat belongs to them who are of full age, even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil." Hebrews 5:12-14. It is tragic when a child fails to thrive because of some physical abnormality. Is it not even more tragic when a child of God remains a baby all his life? That was the Apostle Peter's reason for urging his readers to add to their faith virtue, knowledge, temperance, patience, godliness, brotherly kindness, and love. "For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that you shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Wherefore, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if you do these things, you shall never fall." 2 Peter 1:5-8 and 10. Peter charged his readers, "But grow in grace and in knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ." 2 Peter 3:18. The tense of the verb demands that we keep on growing in grace and in knowledge. Thank you for listening. May God bless you.